Individual photographs were not credited in the book because for us, what mattered wasn't who made the photo, but did it serve the narrative we were trying to create for the book? When it was published in 1982, we didn't want who made that photo to be a distraction. However, since the context is so different now and people want to know who the photographer was, we've agreed it isn't a problem now. By chance, it turns out that the 99 published images are split almost equally by the three photographers. You've selected 15 photographs, and by chance, it just so happened that would be five each. And more or less, that's what we got. We got six by Nick, five by me, four by Chris. When we did the down warping, we were very consciously trying to work in another mode. The idea of being a photographic collective, a group, was really kind of unheard of. My model was the bands I was following, music. The individual musicians never got a credit. What you were listening to was what they put together and the chemistry, and they had a collective name. These days, with digital photography, anybody can knock out a book and then self-publish. It's so easy, and there's a deluge of books, and I think it's all good. The photography culture is, and everybody's got a camera these days. Don't forget, in our day, people would stop you in the street and say, "Hey, mister, take a photo," So you were quite a rarity with having a camera and black and white film, by the way. People have asked me over the years, why did you choose to do it in black and white? I have no idea. Color was absolutely out of the question. The cost of it would be phenomenal. I remember the first people I met was this woman. She was pushing a pram. She had a baby in the pram and she had a little girl. And she asked me, I was just hanging around the corner, looking completely lost with the camera on my shoulder. And she said, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I said, well, I'm from London. Immediately obvious. And she said, would you like to come in for a cup of tea? And it turned out it was a block. It was like, I don't know if you know the London LCC blocks that were built. It was one of those in Everton, in Liverpool. And she invited me in. And in fact, the block, and it was all empty. They were the last family. The whole thing was being so-called decanted to be, they were going to modernize them, put central heating in. This little flat, they only had one room, it was winter. They had one room with heating. So they had coal fire. They had a little child who was ill on the sofa. And that's, I took a photograph of that. And, her husband, two kids, and her father-in-law were all basically in this, keeping warm in this little room.